Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This has been as pretty, though I've been overpaid.
Hey, Sir Elfson, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. Wayne is Vice President of Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And Wayne, I want to stick one thing in here, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on it because it's not your world, but you're going to get somebody on the show who can talk about it. Folks, when you know they're getting us some good stuff, it's when the government is suing you for the truth that you're telling. And you're being sued right now. CEI is being sued right now. And this is not Wayne saying this, folks. This is me saying it. You know they're onto something when they're coming at you for, to want to know what it is that you, where you got your information. And so you guys, all I'm going to say about that is, with regard to the global warming kerfuffle that you guys are dealing with, good job, Wayne. That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep up the good work. And you're going to get somebody on to talk to us about that pretty soon.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with our folks who know
right.
It through and
so,
through.
So changing subjects now, Wayne, for all the years I've been doing my show, every election year I've been begging small business owners. I don't tell them who to vote for. I always say who I'm going to vote for at the very end. But I don't tell them who to vote for, but I do ask them to consider voting, to consider being a single-issue voter for their business. Because, you know, from your business, all other things are made possible in our lives. If we're going to donate, if we're going to be able to contribute to, if we're going to be able to advocate for other things that we care about, if our business doesn't survive, we can't do any of that. So isn't the mothership, from a standpoint of politics, isn't the mothership in our lives, shouldn't it be our small businesses?
Absolutely it should. And you know me, I think that, to me, the regulatory burden is the biggest of all. I think it's bigger than the tax burden. Although what I document, you know, the federal government spends $4 trillion a year. I document $2 trillion a year in regulatory costs. That's more than the corporate income tax and more than the individual income tax combined. So I think all of the regulatory state in labor and environment and health and state, health issues, health care issues and so forth are really a huge burden. But the thing that's different right
is
now
there, is there, let me stop you for a second. Is there a report anywhere where on your website in the work that you've done by member of Congress their record on regulation? Is there a tally to show you where, if I'm thinking about voting for a presidential candidate, or if I'm voting for my senator or my member of Congress, is there a place where I can go and see whether they love regulations or not?
Yeah, a lot of groups occasionally will do a key vote on a specific issue, like a labor department issue or something like that. But typically, we don't do the kind of grassroots work where you see.
I'm going to recommend one that I'm pretty sure does it. Maybe not right down the line regulatory, but Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I know you know them well.
Yes,
SBECouncil.org. They do that for a broad range of small business issues. I just didn't know if you had a that'd be a good, you know, you don't have enough to do, Wayne. That'd be a good thing for you to focus on.
Yeah, I wish I could. There is a lot to do. I want to say real quick, you were asking about the one issue. I think it's hard to say that this is a voting issue, but yet it is. The big thing now that's been a big theme in this administration, especially the last 3 years of it, is the executive branch pen and phone. It's the president saying, you know, I have these great ideas. If Congress doesn't enact them, I've got a pen, I've got a phone, I'm going to move ahead with these things. I think whoever the next president is, we need Liberty's Meat Axe rather than a pen and phone.
Has any president ever done, all of them have done that. We know all of them have taken liberties with the executive orders, every one of them. Bush, Clinton, Reagan, all of them have. Has any of them approximated what Obama has done?
Not the way I look at the data, because it is the case that it's not executive orders that Obama is using to do this, but when you tally up his executive memoranda, And when you look at the guidance that's coming out of agencies now, after the Dodd-Frank law and after Obamacare and after the FCC power grab on the net and things like that, you see this the dark matter taking the place of regulation. So I would say, just in a nutshell, when regulation
look at what happened to making the internet a utility, the Title II thing.
Oh, right? Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do. The idea is to say, well, we've got this competitive industry. We need to regulate it like a utility.
That's going to hurt small business. These are all things, folks. And go to CEI.org, follow Wayne Cruz, whatever he's doing, and you'll get smarter. You'll become a better single-issue voter for your small business. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here.
Hey,
good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
CEI.org, ladies and gentlemen, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Follow them, check them out. I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.